Members of the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAC, have officially withdrawn their services, citing unpaid book allowances and unfulfilled payment of premium arrears. In an interview, UTAC President Dr. Anthony Simmons said scheduled meetings with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission stalled after the commission surprisingly claimed it did not have the mandate to negotiate with the association. In April this year, UTAC suspended a strike, embarked on to press home its demand for 16 months and paid allowances after government signed a memorandum of understanding with it to pay. Last week, the association said it was not officially aware of any measures by government to get its problems solved and warned of an imminent strike. Dr. Anthony Simmons said until all allowances are paid, members of UTAC will not return to the lecture hall.
The genesis of the agitation is not just from yesterday. We started this long ago. You know, somewhere in April, we were embarked on a strike action, and then we had a timetable. Now, along the line, we're to be paid in 4 installments, April, May, June, July. Along the line, we found out that the schedule was not being followed, and so we prompted them that there is a problem, okay? We want all our paid and the boot allowance. This is not the first time we're dealing with government. I mean, they've shown bad faith. And for anything at all, we want to show our displeasure about the bad faith. Well, if they are saying Friday, let it come on Friday. What about the books? When are we getting solution to the book allowance? We started prompting since 2009 on this book allowance issue that normally has been in existence since 2009. We've been prompting, telling people this will bring a problem, and nobody has taken it serious. And so it is not a yesterday issue. It's been ongoing for 5 years. When should we address the issue? I don't know the office we've not been to. So the last resort was to tell Labour Commission, and Labour Commission gave an instruction, you know, convene a meeting. Let's discuss. Nobody listened to that. We want our money. So whoever is supposed to pay should pay. Finance did not release the money. Now they've authorized that the money should be paid, but we are saying it is too late.
Dr. Simmons said embarking on a strike at a time when most universities are on vacation is to give a grace period to allow both the education and finance ministries to ensure that members of the association are paid what is due them.
I mean, we should be glad about that, isn't it? Yes. But mind you, from 7th going, they will start coming. Some are roping on 7th, 10th, 12th, and so on and so forth. And so we have a grace period to really expedite action to see to it that things are done right so that nobody will suffer. So let's seize the opportunity and then work things out.
That was President of the University Teachers Association, UTAC, Dr. Anthony Simmons.
Meanwhile, government says UTAC and other university workers are to expect their salary arrears in their accounts from tomorrow. Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations Murtala Mohammed, who announced this at the Flagstaff House, said 25 million Ghana cedis have been disbursed for the payments.
With the release of 25 million Ghana cedis to pay arrears owed to members of UTAC and other service providers in the nation's universities, it is hoped that members of UTAC will see the monies reflect in their accounts from Friday. If you understand how the public sector operates, it's a process. You don't just say that I'm giving you this money and bam, it hits your account. It has to go through a lot of, if it is Bank of Ghana, Controlling Accountant General. And these processes were already in motion. Hopefully by tomorrow or latest by early part of next week, the money would hit the account.
Mr. Mohammed also debunked allegations that the payment is a panic reaction to a threat by UTAC to embark on strike.
They were aware before they did that. The Education Ministry met them yesterday and told them that the processes had begun to ensure that these monies are paid. Yet, they still went ahead. But what I'm simply saying is that it's a process. It's not an event. Now, if they were unaware of the fact that the processes had begun for the payment to be effective, what we're simply saying is that the processes were actually begun. Hopefully, the money will hit the accounts from tomorrow. I'm mindful of the processes that it goes through before the money will finally hit the account.
A Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, speaking at the daily media briefing at Flagstaff House in Accra.